Hi there, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Just good to let you know that. I got my partner on the line, too.
Oh, perfect. Hey, partner.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks, Arthur.
Good to meet you, brother. Yeah, I'm Dan Nelson with Local Splash. So you guys, do you guys have any questions first off regarding Google Guaranteed?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
so,
shoot.
I want to know the plan, how much, you know, we're getting charged, and basically how it works.
Okay. So let's start with how it works. So Google Guaranteed, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, okay? And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and the reason why for that is these leads are only sent to you guys. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming more popular, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you guys schedule an estimate, like schedule an appointment with the lead, like let's say they call you and, hey, can you come out at 2 p.m., right? That would be a qualified lead that you're charged for. Also, if you quote them over the phone, that is also considered a qualified lead per Google. Okay, so if it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, et cetera, anything but a scheduled appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
So I have a question.
Yeah, shoot. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know that a lot of customers call and they're shopping around.
Mm-hmm.
So they specifically want to get an estimated price.
Right.
And after that, you know, they're just calling four or five different companies and they're getting the information from all of them.
Right.
So what's going on with that? So,
great question. So in the locksmith industry, that does happen typically, right? So what you can do, okay, to kind of combat that is on your Google Guaranteed profile, you could put like a trip charge or, you know, a minimum estimate charge. What that can do is if they're not okay with that trip charge, obviously they just won't call. But to answer your question specifically, if they call you and ask for a quote, right, and then they hang up and call, you know, other companies, Google still will consider that a qualified lead. If you quote them, you will be charged for the lead.
So what about if when once they ask for a price, you tell them, or like I tell them or whoever dispatching, like, hey, we don't do, you know, estimate over the phone.
That's another option. Yes, sir. So if you don't quote them, right, like if you're doing appointments only, like, for example, I got roofers that they can't really quote over the phone. They have to actually go out there, right? So in their situation, they're basically only being charged when they schedule an appointment. So if you're in – here's the thing, too, guys. You're going to know when it's a Google Guaranteed call coming through because it will come through on your phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad, which is just another term for Google Guaranteed. But basically, you'll know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead. So that's another route you could go. It's just not quote over the phone. Just really push to schedule that appointment with them.
Okay.
Okay. And for example, we tell the customer will call you, technician will call you, is that considered qualified lead?
It is, technically, yeah. Because here's the thing. The way Google knows if it's qualified or unqualified is what happens is it's not going to be your phone number showing in the Google Guaranteed section. It'll be a Google rotating number that forwards to your business line, and it's recorded by Google Bot, so like an AI. So basically, if you schedule an appointment with them, if they pick up that you scheduled an estimate, whether that's a callback or whatnot, or if you quote them, then they're going to charge you for the lead, unfortunately.
Okay, how much is the lead? Like,
it's $26.67 per qualified lead.
And does it work? How many leads you're getting? Is there like a price limit or how does that work?
There's a minimum budget requirement. Okay, that's for 13 qualified leads. So you can always set a higher budget if you'd like. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about for 13 leads, that's at $348.
Okay, $348. And one more question. So
yeah.
How do we appear number one on a Google Guarantee? Like, you know, there are a lot of companies.
Yes.
When there are a lot of companies that you search, it appears number one, number two, number three, and, you know, I want to be number one, number two.
Okay, so there's three main factors to that, okay? And these are all things we help you with. One is the amount that you're bidding on the lead. We already factor that into the lead price. So we're not bidding the minimum amount. We're bidding higher so that you could show up higher on Google Guarantee, okay? The second thing for placement on Google Guaranteed is reviews. So you're going to want to, every client you get, you're going to want to ask for a review, right? That way you just get more 5 stars on there. The third one, okay, this one's very important, okay, your answer rate. So basically, if you're on Google Guaranteed and leads are coming through and you're not answering, what's going to happen is it's going to kind of knock you down on the list.
Got it.
So answer rate, lead bid, which we already factor in, okay? And then lastly, the reviews. Those are the three main factors.
Okay. And those 13 reviews, is it monthly? I mean, reviews, leads.
Leads.
Is it monthly,
right,
or weekly?
It's monthly. It's monthly. Obviously, that's the minimum budget requirement. Like, I got a guy in New York that he has a 200 lead budget a month, right? So you could set a higher budget, obviously. But the 13 minimum budget requirement, that's monthly. And the way your lead budget works, regardless of the amount of leads you set it for, is it does roll over. So if you, let's say you guys start out at the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads. You schedule an estimate with each lead that came through. The following month, you're charged $348 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, if you, I'm just going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on myself. But let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your lead for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $348. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $2667.
Got it. And for example, if I have 13 leads and I'm done with the 13 leads in like literally 2 days, can I add more money?
You can. Yes, sir. So we have some clients that they call in weekly to add to their lead budget. So they'll say, hey, this week I want 20 leads. This week I want 15 leads, right? So you're always able to change your budget, correct?
Okay.
And another key thing to note too, guys, you cannot go over the budget that you set. So if you guys do, let's say, 30 leads, right? We're not going to charge you for 40 leads. Like, once you have 13 qualified leads or 30 qualified leads, whatever you set it at, right? You can't go over the amount that you set unless you call in to change it.
Okay, and how much is the minimal one lead, like without putting that extra, you know, money in there? Like, what's the average lead price?
Okay, give me a second. Let me pull that up for you.
Last I checked, it was all flat rated at $26.42, I think.
It is $26.67. Yeah, but let me check. Hold on. Let me check the low end. Again, this low end, you guys don't want to do it, though, okay, because you won't rank, all right? But just so you're fully aware, the lowest amount, and this is what most people that sign up for Google Guaranteed, this is what they'll set it at, and they don't get good placement. But to answer your question, it's $1,733 is the low end of it.
Okay, so... Right now, I work with a few companies that they're number one and number two. Is there any way we can see how much they're spending on their leads?
Unfortunately not. We would have to have access to their Google Guaranteed account to see exactly what it is that they're spending.
Okay. So if, for example, I tell you, hey, I want to do the leads, but can we do it like a $21 for now? Can we do that?
You can do that. Again, though, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to have placement, you know, because there, right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 companies in your specific area with their lease on. So if you're doing on the low end, what's going to happen, you're going to be like number 11, you know, or 10 or 9. Like, you want to be towards the top. That's why we already factor that into the lead price.
Okay, got it. And
it's really, it's $500, you know, like it'll pay off for you for sure.
And the other question is, what about if, you know, competition leaves fake reviews through the Google Guarantee? How can we make sure that that doesn't happen? What's going on with that?
Okay, so that will be an escalation issue that we would have to take to our Google rep. That's happened to us in the past. We had a competitor go on, it was actually on Yelp, and they wrote a bunch of derogatory remarks on Yelp. We ended up getting it removed, but it was a long process that we had to go through with them. So technically, like, let's say it's just a regular client, right? Like, not a competitor. It's not like a false review. Let's say they leave a negative review on you guys. The only way to get that review removed is the person themselves have to remove it. Now, if you have a competitor leaving reviews and we could show Google, like, hey, these are all coming from the same IP address, you know, under different users, then we can escalate that. But it's like pulling teeth to get those removed, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, just so you guys are fully aware, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else? And we can set up the time and everything, right?
Yes, yeah. So what will happen? Okay, so let's say you guys are like, let's rock and roll with this, right? What I would do first is I'm going to send you – well, we charge the one-time application fee, right, that one-time $250 fee. And then you're sent the application via email, via text message. You guys want to start filling that out right away or as soon as possible. And what I'm going to do is I'm also going to schedule an onboarding appointment with your Google Guarantee technician. This is the person actually managing your leads. So in that conversation, they'll go over with you the times that you want your leads to be turned on. And that's also sent in a personalization email too. And you guys can always change that. You know, like, you could call in and be like, hey, you know, on the weekend, I want it 24 hours. Or, you know, you could always make changes to the time that you want your leads turned on. But in that initial onboarding appointment, they send out personalization emails for that.
Okay. And so currently, you said that, you know, in your area, what areas am I visible right now?
What do you, on Google,
like,
Guaranteed,
said,
none, right? Because
not Google Guaranteed, just Google Ads.
Google Ads. Okay, give me a second here. Oh, you're not using Google Ads with us, right? Let me check.
That was the thing. That's what we started with.
Let's see here, 249. So you guys are on local search engine optimization, and you're on Facebook ads right now.
So local, what it means is just...
Local, like, SEO is like the map section on the first page of Google. Yeah, so basically you guys would be ranking in the map section with what you guys are currently paying for. That's what they're working on. That's what you're paying for now. And the Facebook ads.
If I turn it on Google app right now, like Locksmith...
Let me see. Let me take a look right now. Sorry. I work on the Google Guaranteed side, so typically I don't go into this stuff, but let me check here. Colorado. All right. Let's see. AMCT lock and key. Let's find ya. Hold on, let me look at all your keywords I got you for.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the Google Maps portion right now on my personal email, on, like, my personal account.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even popping up on that.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. That's what I'm trying to look into right now. Give me one quick sec. Okay, so I found your Google business profile. That's good. Let me see the reviews, though. Or, I mean, not the reviews, the keywords. Placements. Let's see. Google Places. Bear with me, guys. Usually I don't, so I just gotta kind of navigate through this. What I can do to, like, the previous person you guys were speaking with, Catherine, she's on that, like, client support side for the base program, you know? So she'd have a better, they have, like, a little button they could click that shows all the placements. I work on the Google Guaranteed side primarily. So let me try to find it here, though. And then, worst case scenario, I'll just kind of have to bounce you guys back over to her to see what's going on with all that stuff, you know?
Right.
Alright, let's see. Keywords. Count keywords. Yeah, I found your guys' keywords. Everyone where I just do like a regular search, right, from my end, I'm not seeing it. So what I could do, let me message Catherine. Let me see if she's available so she could pull it up on her end. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do, once she's done going over that with you guys, I could have her just shoot you guys back over to me, and I could answer any more questions you guys have on Google Guaranteed too. Okay?
Okay, one more question before you do that.
Yeah, sure.
Anytime, if you have any question for the Google Guarantee,
call me.
Do we have to get hold of you, or we talk to the representative who's going to be signed for the lead?
So you're going to have a lead technician that you're going to have access to as well. Sometimes they get really busy over there. So I'm really, even though I'm not managing your leads, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So you guys can always call me directly, or you guys could call your lead technician on that side as well.
Okay, the reason I'm saying that is better to, you know, talk to one person than keep bouncing around and, you know, not be able to get...
Right. Well, the main person be the lead technician, which would either be Ivan or Bonnie or Perry, like the one on that side that you're working with, right? So you can call, but sometimes they get tied up on, like either they're in a meeting with the Google rep. So if you want to speak to one person, that would be the one. but you guys have access to contact me as well.
Okay, and how long does it take to process the Google Guarantee application?
What we send in writing is it can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? With the locksmith industry, usually it really is around the four-week to even six-week mark, realistically.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that because when we started, we told them that we want to do that as well. We wanted to start the process same time. So I'm not sure, you know, what happened with that.
Okay. Yeah, so Google Guaranteed, we would need the $250 application fee, and then the app is sent to you via text message and via email, you know. So that, I'm looking in your account, that was never set up initially. So, yeah, I apologize.
Yeah, no worries. The reason I'm saying that because this is taking probably over 2 months now. It's almost 3 months now when we started the process. Mm-hmm. And whoever was dealing with our account, they messed up at first because there was big issue. Couldn't find the account. It was linked to something else. Anyway, and then after that, you know, they resubmitted, redone everything, and we did their verification again. So that's why I was seeing, like, where we're standing at right now to see what we have to do next.
Okay, so on the Google Guaranteed end, right, because I'm looking at the notes, Google Guaranteed was discussed in the beginning call, but in the notes here, it stated, like, hey, you guys were trying to get approved on your own. Once you were approved, you let us know to take it over, yada, yada, yada. So Google, I apologize for any miscommunication that was made, but Google Guaranteed was not set up in the initial. Regarding the base program that you did sign up for, that's why I needed to grab Catherine to see what's going on with the optimization, because when I just do a search, it's mm-hmm. not showing for me specifically, you know?
Yeah, that's the same thing. I do search too by just locksmith, and it doesn't pop up anything. I have to literally type the name of the business to be able to reach anything.
That's the same thing on my end. So that's, like, I see the Facebook ads, right? I see the Google listing. I see what they did, but it's not showing me all your results. So that's why I had to grab Catherine to do that. On the Google Guaranteed end, to get that started, you would finish setting that up with me. But do you guys want to speak with Catherine first, and then she gets you back over to me? Or do you want me to finish initially setting up Google Guaranteed and get you guys over to Catherine? What do you guys prefer?
It doesn't matter to me. And then after that, you can transfer back to you so we can process.
Perfect. That's what I thought was best too. Okay, perfect. So let me message her. And then on the local SEO side, that's what she does all day, right? So she'll be able to answer those questions. And then I'll have her get you back over to me, okay? Just give me one sec here.
Hi, how's it going? This is Alex.
One sec. She might be on a call now. Hold on, let me message that side.
Okay.
Isn't it usually this hard to do things with Google?
What do you mean?
That's just been a little difficult.
You know, starting last year, like in January, they started like really making it more difficult to get like PIN verified. They did like advanced verifications, phone verifications, like all that stuff. It used to be just you got a PIN code, like a postcard in the mail. Bam, you plug that in and it was active, right? So yeah, it has gotten harder, but we have a team that works on that like every day, all day, right? So it's obviously easier when you do it with us, you know. But local SEO, it's just a little different than Google Guarantee. Like Google Guarantee is just a pay per lead platform. Once you're approved, bam, you show up, and you don't just show up for your local area. You're targeted in all the areas you want to target. As long as, I know licensing isn't required for your area and vertical, but if it was, you have to be licensed for all those specific areas, you know? But,
right.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, I messaged that side. I don't know. Give me one quick second. Let me message the manager on that side. Search. Used to be so much easier when we were in the office, you know? But since COVID happened, everybody's like remote. So I used to just be able to pop my head in there. Now I got to message these guys. All right. Yeah, Catherine told me she's on a call. So let me try to – I just messaged that entire side, and I tagged the director on that side. So let me see if I could get anybody, okay?
Okay.
Told me they're all on calls. Okay. So what I could do, once Catherine gets off of the call she's currently on, I'm going to have her contact you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does that work for you guys? And then once she finishes going over that stuff, I'll have her ping me and get you back over to me, and, you know, we'll finish doing the Google Guaranteed thing. Okay?
All right. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Take your time, brother.
I think we might actually just do the Google Guarantee first.
Okay.
He's Art, you still there? No. Okay, let's just have them call us when they're
no rush, because the Google Guaranteed, like, they always want the onboarding appointment next day anyways. That way you guys have time to fill out the application. So just speak with them first on the base program, and then I'll have her ping me. I'll call you, and it's for me to set it up, it's super easy. Basically, I just got to get the app to you via text and via email, which is automatically sent after we process payment, and then I'll get that onboarding appointment scheduled, you know?
All right, sounds good.
All right, perfect. All right, so look out for that call. She'll call you from our 877 number as soon as she's off the call she's on, okay?
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Talk to you soon. All right, bye.